Eddie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Max, nice to be with you. Hope everything is going well, and looking forward to getting into Smashville in the next day. And what a huge game we have on the horizon. I mean, it's as we know, at this time of year, everybody starts, looking at the standings, looking at the wild card, and you start doing the math, and, how many points do we need? So it should be a lot of storylines between your Predators and the LA Kings. So it should be a wonderful night at Bridgestone Arena.
Feels right that this is our first TNT game of the year, too. Well-timed in every regard. What have you thought of the Predators season as a whole? First-year coach, first-year GM, and probably outperforming most external expectations.
Yeah, I would say so. But, I mean, look, when you have a guy like UC Saros, when you have Roman Josi and Ryan McDonough, I've known Ryan McDonough since he was a 17-year-old young aspiring U.S.-born hockey player, and had a chance to be his coach over at the Ivan Holinka Under-18 tournament, and watched him just flourish and have an incredible career. And there are many players that I love more than Roman Josi. So when you have Saros and you have the two big guys on the back end, and you got a guy like Philip Forsberg who obviously is healthy. Last year he was only able to play, I believe, 49 games, and he had 23 goals. Well, going into the game Monday night, 23 goals in 49 games, and looks like he's on another 40-goal season. And you bring in a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, I mean, because he does everything. Like, this is a team that, I think expectations are is that, they're going to be in every game. Now, I know they've been offensively challenged here recently, Max, but I like their team. And, do I think that they've, outkicked their coverage, so to speak, with the Super Bowl right around the corner? No, I don't. I think that they're probably right where I kind of thought that they would be. And they got every opportunity to go on a hot streak and give themselves a chance to get into the playoffs, because we all know is just get in and you never know. So it should be just a real energetic feeling for the game on Wednesday night against the Kings.
Eddie Olczyk from NHL on TNT is our guest. He'll be in the house for that game Wednesday night at 6:30. Preds and Kings on TNT here in Smashville. Where have you most felt or observed Andrew Brunette's impact on his new team this season?
Well, look, I think Bruno, first off, did an amazing job down in Florida, taking over for Joel Quenneville. And, everybody's based on performances in the playoff time, and their expectations obviously were to get to where they got to this last season. And they're good. Quite frankly, their better players were not very good in the playoffs when Bruno was there. And unfortunately, the coach ended up paying the price, and I was super happy to see Bruno end up back in Nashville. And, I think he's he's a very honest, I think he is a very forthright coach where his players know where they stand. He's not afraid to make hard decisions. He has a great feel, too, I believe, on that bench. If he sees that, Sissons is going, or, it's not hard to see Forsberg going. But, what I mean? If it's Novak or guys like that, or McCarron, Bruno has, he'll play those guys. And I think that's the one thing that is why he's so well-respected, not only because he played such a long time and was a super honest player, but he's been behind the bench. He's worked with some of the, worked with some of the top coaches and played for some of the top coaches we've had in the National Hockey League for a long, long time. But I just think he has, I believe he has a great feel for, what's going on, and then has the ability to go out there and send guys out there that are playing well. And I think guys understand that when guys are sitting on the bench, Max, and they see the fourth line playing a little bit more, or maybe somebody getting a rep where maybe they're not usually out there at those situations. That gets your attention as much as, sitting out of the guy for struggling or, a numbers game, like those type of things. I just think I'm happy for Bruno. I kind of thought that he kind of got the raw end of the stick in Florida, but he's ended up on his feet, and it's always great to see a familiar face when you walk into a hockey rink and see Andrew Brunette.
Eddie Olczyk is our guest. If you were making the decisions, would you be interested in adding to this year's Preds at the deadline a month from now, or maybe trying to get some more futures like the team did last year?
Wow. Well, I mean, look, in fairness to Trotsy, to Barry Trotz, not knowing a lot of the lay of the land of contracts and where guys may be as far as term and those type of things. I mean, I don't think you could ever just assume that you're going to be back in the playoffs the next year if you decide to, if you decide to sell or if you decide to move some guys out. Like, I think making the playoffs has its – I don't think it's ever a downer. Now, again, if you have aspirations of – Stanley Cup or bust, and you want to hold on to guys for as long as you can and make a run, and then if you lose them, you lose them. Well, okay, then that's, kind of what happened recently with Forsberg, right? So I think that you just play the hand that's dealt, and if you got a chance to make it and you want to send a message to your team, Max, then you go ahead and add. But I don't think you're, selling off the farm just to – to add somebody for the sake of, is cosmetically. So, look, I know I didn't give you a real hard answer, but I think that there's so many, variables that go into making that decision that's for Barry and for his staff and ownership to figure out what's best, not only today, but what's going to be best for this franchise, moving down the road. But look, I think any time that you are in the playoff run and you got a chance to get in without, really kind of breaking it up, I'm a big believer of sending that message to the players and always adding on regardless of the situation if you got a chance of making the playoffs.
I like it. Eddie Olczyk is our guest. NHL on TNT, Preds and Kings Wednesday. He'll be on the call with Kenny Albert and Brian Boucher. If the Preds win tonight and the Blues lose tomorrow, those would be the two wild card teams coming into that game, headlining seven teams that are just 7 points apart. Yeah. And Eddie, you broadcast for the Kraken, who are a part of that group as well. Seven teams going for two spots right now. What do you think the separators as those teams fight could be through the rest of the season?
Well, first thing, Max, is I'm always amazed that everybody, looks at how close the playoff races are. Like, I think we should finally just say, look at, well, why are we surprised? We have three point games every night, so it's so hard to get separation, and it's going to be like this all the way down. To answer your question is, which teams can stay healthy, right? Like, which teams can stay healthy. And we talked about the trade deadline and, adding and subtracting and making those decisions and who has maneuverability to be able to do it. So I just think that it's going to be like this all the way down. And, you have some teams like Calgary's a real interesting team to me, and they're, they're on the, just kind of on the outside of, the seven teams that you mentioned, but they have Chris Tanev, Noah Hanifin, and Elias Lindholm. Like, you could argue, they're number one center, in my opinion, in Lindholm. You got Hanifin, who's a top two, and Tana, for sure, I think, is a top five guy, and depending on where he would go, he would be an unbelievable, second pair or third pair type of guy to add for a team that's going to make a cup run. Like, all three of those guys are UFAs, right? They're all unrestricted free agents. And you talk about, a team that to make that decision, as we said a little bit earlier, talking about the Preds, Max, is, which way do they go, right? Like, they could easily, if you move all three of those guys, there's probably a pretty good chance that you're going to probably fall off in a pretty fast way. I don't think you're going to get, I don't want to say fair value, but, it's so close. So, again, each team has their own situations. I mean, LA has been struggling mightily here recently. I think what they haven't, I think they only won, what, two or three games in 16 or whatever the number is here. So there's just so many things that, you know, are a part of these runs here going down the stretch. But it's going to be this close, and there's probably a pretty good chance it's going to go down to the last weekend of the regular season and into the middle of the week, because this year we end in the middle of the week. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Preds and Kings Wednesday night at 6:30 at Bridgestone Arena on TNT. Eddie Olczyk will be part of the broadcast crew. This is year three of NHL on TNT. Eddie, you've been there since the beginning. I've been so impressed with everything you guys have done, both the game coverage and the studio show, of course, is one of a kind. But I've ended up modeling a lot of my broadcasts just because of how much you guys have made it fun. And I just wanted to ask you, what stuck out to you about the way you guys came into it? It seems like the analysts really have a lot of freedom during game coverage to point out everything you guys see. So you can take it any way you want to go with it. But what's made it fun or unique or successful for you these last three seasons?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Max. You know, we think we have a tremendous team, and we have a tremendous family. Like, that's really what it is. You know, I mean, like I said, we see the studio guys and the crew there, but, you know, we really don't have a lot of, daily interaction with them. You know, at least when we're doing the games on Wednesdays, and now once the Super Bowl is over, we'll have a lot more games on Sundays as well. So we'll get a little bit busier, but I think it's about the people that you work with. And it's been unbelievable to get a chance to be Kenny Albert's partner and then get back with Brian Boucher like we were at the end of our run with Doc Emmerich at NBC for those couple of years when Bush moved into the number one analyst down at ice level inside the glass position at NBC. So, you know, the chemistry's there. I've worked with Kenny for so many years, and I think just for us on site, it's making sure, hey, that we're telling the story, we're having fun, we're there to tell the story, not be the story. But then also too is that we want to teach. You know, we want to tell people something that maybe that they maybe haven't been able to pick up themselves, or, you know, how do we separate ourselves from everybody else? And I think that's our goal, to go in there and try to be the best. And, yeah, sometimes you're going to have a couple of minuses in a broadcast, but it's live TV, and, you know, you got to have humility and you got to make fun of yourself if you make a mistake, or, you know, you disagree with a call and it ends up being the right call. Like, you know, I think fans, hockey fans, are the best in the world, and I think they appreciate humility. And I'd like to think, you know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I'd like to think that our team and myself have great humility when we're doing the games, and know that it's a privilege and honor to be calling the greatest game in the world on TNT, and looking forward to an exciting game on Wednesday night between the Kings and the Preds.
Yeah, we're happy to have the A-Squad here. Thanks for doing this, Eddie. We'll see you in a couple days.
Sounds good, Max. Thanks.